Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this special meeting of the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors. It is April 2nd, 2020, and the time is 7:08 p.m. Please join me in a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin with roll call, starting on my far right.
Greg Phillips.
Greg Wax.
Bill Genoway.
Carol Kenny.
Tina Garzillo.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a unique experience tonight as we try our social distancing approach to conducting this special meeting. First of all, this meeting was called for specific reasons. We have time frame requirements to make a couple of decisions on bids. Otherwise, we're running into challenges. I'll explain that in a moment. We also need to do extension letters for development plans by law, and we need to discuss some other things relative to taxes that deal with time frames. So given those, we needed to find a new way to do meetings, and this will be the format for the foreseeable future. And that is, we will conduct meetings with appropriate distancing. We may even do this, we are now allowed to do this, via some mechanism such as Zoom, where one member can be in the meeting room and the other members be remotely tied in. So based upon how things work over the next 2 weeks, our April 16th meeting, which again will not have a lot of business on it, there'll be more procedural payment of bills, things of that nature, but the next meeting may be even fewer people up here. The opportunity exists for you to ask us questions in two ways. First, if you go to the Upper Marion Township website and you go to the My UMT link, you can submit a question. We have staff that is monitoring that site, and they will communicate to us any questions that you might have. You need to provide your name and your address so that we can make sure that we have individuals calling in with credible questions. Secondly, if you do not have the aptitude or do not wish to go online, you can call 484-636-3930. I will say that number two more times. 484-636-3930. One more time, 484-636-3930. And I'll repeat it one more time before we move forward in this detailed agenda. We have five items under new business. I'm going to read the five items. Rather than act on each one at that point in time after I read it, that will give you an opportunity to submit any questions you may have, and we will ask them or review them once we get back to item A, for instance. So again, I will read through A, B, C, D, and E. During that time, if you have any questions, feel free to submit them, and then we will review your questions prior to our voting on those. Again, you have two options should you care to submit any questions. You can go to the Upper Marion Township website and submit a question on My UMT app, or if you would rather call, you can call 484-636-3930. Please give your name and address along with your question. So with that being said, let me read through the five items on this agenda this evening. First is a bid award for the Guthrie Road Fire and EMS Substation Plumbing Contract. The base bid goes to F.W. Howder, Inc. of Malvern, PA, in the amount of $68,612. He is the sole responsible bidder. Second one is a bid award for the Guthrie Road Fire and EMS Substation Elevator Contract. Again, the base bid to F.W. Howder, Inc. of Malvern, PA, in the amount of $91,412, and again being the sole responsible bidder. You may recall at our last official meeting, we had bids come in for the other three trades related to this project. They were awarded under one amount of wage that would be similar to these two. If we do not do these tonight, they would be subject to a different wage rate, which could create problems in the production or the construction on site. We will come back and review those in a little more in detail, and Mr. Hamaday can add some additional details on that one as well. Item C is to accept the extension of time letters from developers for the Township Land Development and Subdivision Plan process for the Glasgow Inc. Subdivision Plan and the 900 River Road LLC Land Development Plan. This does nothing more than extend the time, as we're allowed to do by law and frankly required to do by law. Item D, authorize the emergency purchase of two Halo Fogger disinfection system devices from Halo Seal International Inc. of Newcastle, Delaware, in the amount of $26,306. We'll discuss more of that under that item. And last item E, the board is going to have a discussion about the potential to modify the Township Real Estate Tax Bill payment date. And I'll go into that in more detail under item E. So again, if you have questions on any one of these five items, feel free to submit them on the Upper Marion Township website, on the MyUMT app, or call 484-636-3930. And please state your name and address. Before I start, also, before this meeting, we had an executive session and we had a foundation meeting for the Upper Marion Township Foundation. The executive session dealt with personnel and litigation issues, and the foundation meeting dealt with the approval of some funds to be spent on needy activities, and Mr. Wax will discuss those later under general comments. So with that, I'm going to move into the new business items. Item A, a bid award for the Guthrie Road Fire and EMS Substation Plumbing, the base bid to F.W. Howder, Inc. of Malvern in the amount of $68,612. They were the sole responsible bidder. Mr. Hamaday, do you have anything to add to that?
I do. Just some information for the board. The bid, $68,612, is about $19,000 higher than the estimate. They were the only bidder. We want to keep the project moving. They are reputable and they are responsible. So we are making a recommendation to you, the staff, is to award that bid this evening.
Thank you. And if I recall, while this bid is a little over, the one we're going to talk about next is actually under budget.
Can I jump in? Just
absolutely.
The next bid for the elevator is just a little over the estimate.
I'm sorry.
But, and I apologize, but total, total construction cost for the project is going to be about $130,000 lower. Actual bid will be lower than the estimate. So while these two are a little higher, we did experience the general contractor being much lower. Now, that doesn't include, you know, the, you know, insurance, construction, and hopefully no change orders, knock on wood, the general conditions, et cetera. So, I think the staff is pretty happy that we're about $130,000 under what was projected.
Okay.
Yep.
That was my point, that overall,
yes,
on this project,
yeah, absolutely,
we're about $100,000,
yes,
under budget. Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from the board on this? Item A.
Just one question. What is the possibility of having additional charges added to the project? We've seen that before in other projects.
They do. I think that we're going to keep a close eye on this so we don't have those overruns. The plumbing is pretty simple. because it's really just interior fit-out fixtures, et cetera. The under, what we'll call the underground or behind-the-wall work will be done already. So I think plumbing change orders, unless there's some new fixtures or change in fixtures, I think will be, I don't want to say nothing, but I think that it's pretty close that we won't have any changes plumbing-wise.
And who exactly will be overseeing the project?
Well, actually, at this point, we will have A&E Construction, which is the construction manager. We'll also have the architect, but also Mr. Hickman, our director of public works, will be intimately involved in here. And, you know, as this board knows, he has done this and he knows how to do this. So we'll make sure this stays in line.
Okay. Now, because we know with other projects, we've seen change orders, I'm very happy that Mr. Hickman is in charge of overseeing this. Thank you.
You got a great point, Mrs. Kenny, and I think one of the things on this particular project, this is new construction versus modifying an existing building. And just for everyone's information, this is for the new station being built on Guthrie Road. That is part of the CubeSmart building, so this is the first two floors of that six-story building.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to actually take both of these at the same time?
I wanted to make sure we had no questions from the public.
Sure.
We can do that. We can move into item B, which is the substation elevator contract for $91,412. Again, same group, same sole responsible bidder. Mr. Hamady has already told us about the small amount of money that's over budget on this portion. But are there any questions from the board on this one? Do we have any questions from the public, Mr. Hamady?
Nothing at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. So at this time, I'll entertain the board's pleasure.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve items A, the bid award for Guthrie for the plumbing at the EMS, new EMS station, as well as the bid award for Guthrie Road Fire EMS station for the elevator contract.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Thank you. So we have a motion from Mr. Phillips and a second from Mrs. Kenny to move on items A and B. Any final questions?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Kenny.
Mr. Hamady, you mentioned that it was slightly over in the elevator bid. How much more?
About $10,000.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Nothing from comments, Mr. Hamady?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
In that case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0 for items A and B. Item C is to accept the extension of time letters from developers for the Glasgow subdivision plan and for the 900 River Road project, which is a proposed warehouse. Do we have any other comments on that one, Mr. Hamady?
Just very quickly for the board, we did have a blanket extension from Glasgow. We just wanted, and we put this on for the board to note, and for the residents to note that the developer expected to come to the April 16th meeting is now acknowledged that, you know, to his words, you know, we'll wait to see the light at the end of the tunnel here. So I just want to let the board know and the residents know that that will be sometime in the future. And then our time limit for 900 River Road, the board had to take action at the April 16th meeting. They've given us an extension to May 31st. Hopefully, you know, we won't need that, but we have requests from both for that.
Thank you, Mr. Hamady. And just for the individuals out there who may wonder what transpired since the last Glasgow meeting, we have been in discussions with Mr. McBride. Staff has been in contact with various organizations, state and national groups or federal groups that deal with wildlife to pursue that other issue regarding the bald eagles. And there was also communication regarding wastewater. So all the items were moved or continuing to move by staff or by outside consultants. And Mr. McBride is moving forward on achieving everything to try to make this move a little more smoothly when he does have to come back before us. Are there any questions about this from members of the board? No. Mr. Hamady, do we have anything from the
Nothing top? Yet.
Okay. So in that case, what's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve.
Motion for Mr. Wax.
And I'll second.
Second from Mrs. Garzillo. So we have a motion from Mr. Wax and a second from Mrs. Garzillo to accept the extension of time letters from developers for the township land development subdivision plan process for the Glasgow Inc. subdivision plan and the 900 River Road LLC development plan. Any other questions from board? Mr. Hamaday, any questions, Quinn?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. In that case, all in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. The next item, item D, is to authorize the emergency purchase of two halo foggers, which are disinfection system devices from Haloseal International, Inc. of Newcastle, Delaware, in the amount of $26,306. A couple of key points about this. Since the COVID-19 scenario has embraced Upper Marion, we have had repeated requirements to disinfect a variety of vehicles, ranging from police cars to ambulances to fire engines and some other vehicles, and for some buildings and rooms within buildings. We've had to contract with outsiders to provide this. It has been somewhat costly. This device will achieve the same goal. We will have technicians trained when it's brought in. And then essentially, for the foreseeable future, we're going to need to continue to do this. Every time a suspected COVID-19 patient is in an ambulance, that ambulance has to be decontaminated or disinfected. Rather than send the vehicle out to another municipality to do it, or to have a vendor come in to do it, this provides us the capability to do it. In addition, the same would happen if we went into a property that was in some way, shape, or form contaminated. This would be able, or we took a prisoner in, something of that nature, we would have the ability to decontaminate and disinfect. That's the purpose for the emergency procedure, purpose for the emergency purchase. Now, a couple of things here. We are looking at potential reimbursement for this from two different sources. We are looking for insurance reimbursement. We're also looking at a grant. So with that being said, are there any other comments or questions from members of the board? Mr. Wax.
Just real briefly, I do also want to add that I believe that this is a moral obligation that we have to our police, fire, EMS workers.
Thank you. And yes, Mrs. Garzillo.
And I concur with that as well. And I wanted to add also that speaking with Chief Nolan, we've had to borrow equipment from other municipalities and pay rental fee. So now we'll have be able to have this in-house on our own and not have to borrow from other municipalities who are also in need of their equipment for these purposes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And welcome to this.
Thank you.
Special.
So any questions, Mr. Hamaday?
I do not.
From the
No, nothing from the public.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Nothing to add.
I just wanted to add that the price, though, that there's a lot of different components to just these two machines, and it also includes, you know, the disinfectant, and it's a proprietary system that's worked well. So, you know, Chief Nolan and Public Safety decided this is what they wanted. So I just wanted to add that to it.
And we're in an unusually good position to be able to do this ourselves, which means we get control over our own equipment. And actually, this cost will be much less to us than what right. we've already spent for decom and our equipment. So this will be much more cost effective for us going forward.
When the first COVID-19 case occurred, and we had to decontaminate ambulances, decontaminate a building, decontaminate additional resources. The bill was much greater than this. So this is a good buy. I have a motion. Mrs. Kennedy, go ahead.
I have just one question. These are available right now for delivery, and how soon can we get them? Number one.
We have one that will be here before you know it, and the other one will be delivered in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We have been borrowing one right now to decontaminate. But I would say to the board, by tomorrow, it will be, if not already, it'll be available to us.
And there's a, is it a liquid that is used to do a disinfectant?
Yes.
Is that available readily as well?
Yes, actually, we have been buying that.
And replacement?
What's to use when we were borrowing, you know, Upper Providence Township's machine. So we've been buying our own disinfectant solution.
And there's no shortage of that at the
no.
moment? Okay. All right, thank you. I'll make a motion to accept the purchase of two Hellofogger disinfection systems.
I'll second that approval.
We have a motion for Mrs. Kenny, a second for Mr. Phillips, to purchase two Hellofogger devices for disinfection. Any other questions from the board? Anything coming from the public, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing. Okay. In that case, Chief Nolan, have anything to comment on for these?
We've done some substantial research on these, and we feel pretty confident that these are the best product for us to decontaminate the ambulances and police cars. And as Manager Hamaday said, we've already been borrowing the neighboring townships and using that. And so we were able to decon our ambulances throughout this crisis.
Thank you. That being said, all in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. The last item is a discussion on the potential to extend some resident advantages on our township real estate tax bill. And let me lay this out for you first. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, a second-class township, which is what we are, has very little flexibility in many aspects of government operation. We are governed by the second-class township code, and many times we are told what to do by state law. One of the things that we do not have a lot of flexibility on is the posting of tax bills and the due dates of tax bills. We have been researching this to try to give the general public some flexibility and benefit. We were trying to get a little more time for you to pay the local and county tax bills and pay the discounted rate. So we have been in discussions with county staff. We've been in discussions with state staff. The state doesn't give us a lot of latitude here. The county has requested that all municipalities in the county give some flexibility to its residents. This board agrees that we're going to try and give some flexibility to residents that pay that bond the discounted time frame and give you a little bit more time to do that. We are looking at extending that discounted time frame through the entire tax payment period. We aren't quite there yet. We have a little bit more legal work to do, but at the 16th, the meeting on April the 16th, we will have a definite answer on what we will do to give you a little bit of relief on the payment of your discounted county and local tax bill. Anything any members of the board like to comment on with this? Mr. Hamaday, I think I captured that. Okay. If you have any questions about this, don't hesitate to contact any member of the board. I can tell you that as a member of the executive board of the Montgomery County Association of Township Officials, we have been discussing this on a daily basis, and we've been trying to get the right answer, recognizing that there are seven different forms of government in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We're just one of them, and all seven have different rules to live by, so this has been a challenge to try to make something doable for the general public to get a little bit of benefit here. With that being said, tonight under additional business, the board has a few comments to make. And then after that, we will entertain any questions from the general public. Should the general public have any questions they would like to submit or remarks, we would ask you to submit that via either the MyUMT app on the Upper Marion Township website or by calling in at 484-636-3930. Remember to give your name and address. Now, to give you a couple of minutes to get your thoughts together and maybe get a question in, and to make sure that public safety information and operational information of the township is provided to you on a timely basis. We want to run the short video clip that has been airing over the past week about the different closures, openings, and then we'll have some additional items to talk about after that. But here's your 7 minutes to give you some time. If you want to send any questions in or comments, go to the Upper Marion Township website, MyUMT app, submit it on there, or you can call in at 484-636-3930. And at this time, I'll ask our Upper Marion Government Access TV staff to play the short video. It's about 7 minutes, folks, and then we'll be back.
My fellow Upper Marion Township residents and visitors, these are challenging times. The governor of Pennsylvania has implemented increased efforts to contain the spread of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Given the dynamic situation, my fellow supervisors and I would like to update you on the changes in operations and how they may affect you in the days and weeks ahead. Our number one job as elected officials is to provide for the health, welfare, and safety of our community. We must, for the health, safety, and survival of all of us, follow the recommendations of our health care and legislative leadership. Therefore, Upper Marion is supporting and adhering to the governor's directive to stay at home to manage the spread of the disease, and only going out when it is essential for life-sustaining purposes, such as for food or medicine. We must all work to reduce community spread. To help achieve this, remember the guidelines provided by the CDC and our health partners to reduce your risk. Maintain a 6-foot distance from others. Avoid crowds. Cover your cough in your elbow, not in your hands. Wash your hands thoroughly and clean surfaces regularly. Work remotely if you can. If you're not feeling well, call your doctor's office first for proper pre-arrival guidance and possible use of telemedicine, but stay home. With regard to specific township activities, to comply with social distancing and ensure operational capability, the township is operating with adjusted staffing and hours. The most timely and efficient way to reach staff for a non-emergency issue is with the MyUMT portal. Your questions and concerns reach the appropriate person or department 24 hours a day. Please consider using this if appropriate. You can access the portal on our website at www.umtownship.org. Life-sustaining businesses are continuing to operate. Shelves are being restocked daily. Due to increased purchasing, there may be some limitations on the quantity of an item that you are looking for. Please remember your fellow community members. Do not hoard life-sustaining products. Take only what you need. Our police, fire, and emergency medical services are fully staffed and operational. No public events are permitted under the governor's order. Valley Forge Park is closed for recreational activities. All playgrounds within the township park system are closed. Fields are open, but tennis courts and basketball courts are closed, and no organized games or group activities of any size are permitted. Upper Marion Park and Rec staff and the Upper Marion Police will be monitoring activities and ordering groups to disperse. We encourage you to get outside and enjoy fresh air on a walk, run, or hike. But please ensure that you are not congregating in groups and still maintain social distance from others. The Rambler continues to operate, but may be modified in the near future. If you are a user or may be interested in using the Rambler, monitor UMGA TV or the Township website and social media for updates. The Township Library is closed. Online resources are available, and more information can be found on the Township website or social media pages. the Upper Marion Community Center remains closed. All monthly payments are temporarily suspended and will be reinstated when the community center reopens. Annual pass holders will be credited for time lost. Stay tuned to the Parks and Rec social media for virtual workouts, scavenger hunts, and more. The Upper Marion Senior Center is closed until further notice. The Farmers Market is suspended until April, consistent with neighboring community and social distancing requirements. All advisory board and commission meetings are canceled through April, except the Transportation Authority and the Utility Authority, which may be required to meet for bill payments. There will be no township workshops or meetings through April 10th. The township building is closed to the public, with the exception of the police lobby, the sewer payment drop-off, and the drive-up library drop-off box. The Board of Community Assistance grant application period has been extended to April 15. More information is available on the website. The Upper Marion Community Cupboard is open. For dates and times, visit their website at www.umacc.org. Last week, the Board of Supervisors extended the business tax filing and payment until June 1st. Filing will be accepted via mail. Sewer payments may be mailed or put into the drop box next to the cashier window in the township building. With regard to infrastructure support, all vital systems and departments are continuing as necessary. Roads, code enforcement, public works, sewer, and so on. The Board of Supervisors would like to thank the township manager and our department heads for proactively developing internal contingency plans to ensure the continuity of operations and support of our township residents. And we thank our township employees as well for their flexibility and dedication in this challenging situation. While these restrictions are not easy ones to implement, they are critically necessary. Again, remember, we must all work to reduce community spread. Once again, remember the guidelines provided by the CDC and our health partners. Maintain a 6-foot social distance from others. Avoid crowds. Cover your cough in your elbow, not in your hands. Wash your hands and clean surfaces regularly. Work remotely if you can. If you're not feeling well, call your doctor's office before going for proper pre-arrival guidance and possible use of telemedicine. But stay home. Stay tuned to the regional television networks, UMGA-TV, and our Upper Marion Township website and social media outlets for additional information. You can also follow COVID-19 updates from the county website at www.montcopa.org. This is a major challenge and inconvenience, but it is crucial to our health and safety that we work together to beat this enemy. Remember, the MyUMT portal reaches us 24 hours a day for your concerns, issues, service requests, or questions. Thank you. Stay safe and stay well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hopefully, if you had not seen that video before, you are now a little better informed about what is closed, what is open within township government. I would like to repeat one comment that I made in there, and that is the township staff has been extraordinary during this time, keeping up with the various needs that you have as residents. And we are constantly taking a look at the operations we have moving daily and making sure that your needs are being met. We are also making sure that funds are available, that we can continue these activities for you going forward. So at this time, I would like to, before I ask the members of the board for comments, I would like Chief Nolan to please come up and make a couple of comments. You know, this is a time that we've never experienced before. The term social distancing is new to all of us. Some of the other practices and protocols we're asked to put into place are new to all of us. And Chief, I'd just like you to inform us a little bit about the happenings and some of the things you're seeing in the field with your team and what we need to be doing.
Okay. And first of all aspects of public safety in Upper Marion Township are fully operational. From the police side, patrol investigations and our specialized units are fully staffed. All of the patrol functions are going on. Our bike patrols are out there. We may have modified some of our report-taking procedures or our follow-up procedures where we're doing some things by phone, but any resident that would call is still going to get police services, and if we are going to do something by phone, we would inform them of that at the time of the call. Fire and EMS are just about fully staffed now. All of our quarantine members are back. And again, they have modified some of their procedures, but we are fully operational on both fire and EMS, thanks to our volunteers and our excellent staff on the emergency medical providers that we have here at Upper Marin Township. Also, I'd like to thank the public for all that they've done. There's been a lot of donations. We've had people call and just donate N95 masks that they've had in sealed packages. That's been very helpful. People have donated food. But there is one big favor that we truly need, and I would say from the parents mostly, we still have issues with kids in large groups playing sports. We've had to do some things to modify basketball hoops so that they can't play in large groups because we're not getting the social distancing when they're doing those things. We had a report tonight of some touch football at Ross Road. So these things have to stop. We have to keep this physical distancing. Right now in Upper Marin Township, we're still showing what we would say favorable numbers in the number of cases, and I think that is because of the social distancing. We can't let our guard down, and there are certain instances where we do need a little bit more help to keep people, and especially the children in the community, from getting too close and playing too many group sports where they would violate those social distancing guidelines. And that's all I have.
Just one question. How are you set with PPEs, with the personal protection equipment?
So we do a almost daily evaluation of what we have. We have right now good supply. We feel comfortable with our supply, but we are making contingencies for both how we could further ration supplies and if there is a potential to possibly decontaminate supplies, we're looking into those aspects as well.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody else? No? Okay. Thanks, Chief. A couple of items under general comments. The first item is, it's my understanding the police have not issued any permits for individuals to solicit within Upper Marion Township. Yet, people have been seen soliciting. So, no permits are issued. If you do have someone come to your door, if you see someone going door to door soliciting, call the police, have them come out and track that individual down. Secondly, the chief mentioned we've been favorable by comparison in the number of cases. We did have a little bit of a spike today in Upper Marion. Chief, is 22 cases now. 22 cases confirmed of COVID-19 in Upper Marion Township. So while the numbers are continuing to rise, the governor and the medical directors for and Department of Health indicated that was going to happen. So I guess it's not unanticipated that we would see this. Last item that I have under comments, I'm going to turn this one over to Mr. Hamaday. We are going to make the compost mulch pile available to residents only. So Mr. Hamaday, some comments on that?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as we continue to do this, just to reiterate that even though we're working modified work schedules, every department in the township is open and we're responding to complaints, calls, and processing everything that we need to do. As we start to look at our functions and at our facilities, while we still have the community center closed, we have the playgrounds and courts closed, even the trails are open and some of the ball fields are open. We're looking at the things that we have closed and how we can reopen them. One of the things that we're getting a lot of calls on is Norview Farms water. We have not yet looked at how we could safely protect our employees, the public, and institute social distancing while reopening, you know, the spring or the well. But we were able to look at reopening the compost facility for residents only. So I would ask to urge the residents to take a look at the website, but very quickly, we're gonna ask the individuals driving up to the scale house to stay in their car, provide their name and address to the scale attendant. Only one car will be permitted to dump at a time. We still will be inspecting the load that's being dumped to make sure it doesn't have any hazardous materials and complies with our DEP permit for the yard waste. We're also going to open it up right now, Monday through Friday, 7 to 3, Saturdays, 8 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We're going to, you know, put some signs up. We're going to put some staging areas for cars, try to do the best we can for protecting everyone that's going to arrive to dump, and plus our employee. And hopefully we'll be able to, you know, to accommodate what the residents will bring us.
Thank you, Mr. Hamaday. Members of the board, questions, comments? Mr. Phillips?
Yeah. Just more additional business, but.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple things I want to kind of relate. First is, be aware of scams going around with regard to coronavirus. Your health insurance company will not be calling you and asking for your personal information so you can get a coronavirus test. But that is what's happening to some residents, and that is certainly something that is going on nationwide. So be aware of that. They will not call you and solicit your personal information for that. The second thing is, small businesses in Pennsylvania are being hit pretty hard. You know, if you're a sole proprietor or you're a small business with a number of employees, it's kind of tough when you have a stay-at-home order, in that you're not considered a non-life-sustaining business. However, the governor and the Department of Community and Economic Development have provided an opportunity or a way for you to get a waiver if you think that you somehow support a life-sustaining business. That waiver process is coming to an end as of tomorrow, and that was something that DCED just pushed out. So if you're a small business and you want to get a waiver, tomorrow is the deadline for you to actually submit those waivers to the Department of Community and Economic Development. And you can get those waivers at dced.pa.gov. And then the one thing I do want to do is tell you a little bit of story. The first thing is that, you know, we think of this social distancing and this stay-at-home order as something that is extremely inconvenient to our daily lives. However, imagine if you have a loved one who lives in another state where they're a much higher incident of coronavirus, and they're moving around and they come to visit you. If they are positive, if they have the coronavirus, they may not know it for 14 days. What that means is that they could infect you in your home and bring the virus to your home without even knowing it. And that is part of why we're looking at stay-at-home orders, social distancing, why we're all apart here and the chairs in the audience are set at least 6 foot apart. You don't want to do that. And it is a sad day to know that you may have transmitted something. And this is mostly for the young people, going to Chief Nolan's comments with, you know, the fact that they're on the playgrounds and they're playing basketball and they're doing touch football. That could be a problem for your parents. That could be a problem for your grandmother. That could be a problem for your grandfather. So I know it's tough not to be able to have those social interactions, and it sounds like I'm just a really gray-haired old guy just being grumpy. But the fact of the matter is that if you infect your grandparents, they may not survive it. And how could you live with yourself if your grandparents don't survive? So I would just caution that you stay on the social distancing track. Pay attention to what the governor and our leaders here are putting out, both at the county and at our level. Please do it for the safety of your moms, your dads, and your children. And then on a lighter note, let me just say congratulations to all those in the United States Navy who have made the rank of Chief Petty Officer, because this is your 127th birthday for the founding of the Chief Petty Officers in the United States Navy. So congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you. Mr. Wax.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have three things. First, just to follow up on what Mr. Phillips just said, not yes, it is possible that you may have coronavirus and you might not learn for up to 14 days. There's also another possibility. You may have coronavirus and you may never know that you have coronavirus because a significant number of people who have coronavirus are asymptomatic. They have no symptoms whatsoever. So please keep that in mind, and it's just another good reason to pay very attention to the social distancing protocols that have been put out. My second point is I just wanted to ask a follow-up question to our township manager. Mr. Hamaday, you mentioned obviously that our mulching facility is going to be open. I want to see, but you didn't state, is it open effective immediately or is it open?
It will be open tomorrow.
It will be open tomorrow. Will it also be open this weekend or a weekend starting? Excellent. Thank you. And the third comment I have is in relation to what our chair said earlier in regards to the Township Foundation. I do want to mention that the Township Foundation has approved an emergency $6,000 donation to the Social Workers Emergency Fund. The social workers work for Upper Marion Area School District, and a $1,000 donation to Upper Marion Emergency Aid. Obviously, both of those organizations do phenomenal work in our community to help those who are less fortunate and help those who are struggling. And obviously, this is a very difficult time for a lot of people. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Max. Mrs. Kenny?
Thank you. I have just two things. One thing is a little bit more pleasant than the other. I'll start with the more pleasant item. Well, it's not pleasant for people who own small businesses and local small family-owned restaurants. But what is positive about that is that we all can make a difference by getting takeout from the locally owned small restaurants. Your favorite pizza place, your favorite place that provides Chinese food or takeout. I don't know exactly I think which ones are open and which ones are not. Please check and find out which ones are open. Even if you go and get takeout once a week, that's going to help your local small businesses who are really hurting at this time. One alternative, if you don't feel like getting takeout, is to buy gift cards at those places. And the gift cards will go a little bit towards helping them in this painful time for small businesses, since no one can have a dine-in restaurant at this point. The second item, it's a little bit more basic, really basic. There are problems with sewer system, not our sewer system in particular, but sewer systems throughout the country in general. We are all using wipes, I suspect, Clorox wipes or Lysol wipes today because of the coronavirus. And we also have all kinds of other wipes that people use to remove makeup, baby wipes, and so on. Some of these are sold with the words flushable wipes on them. Sewer systems are informing us that there is no such thing as a flushable wipe, and they make the point that just because something does fit down the toilet and can be flushed, it's not a good idea because these things clog up our sewer systems and they take a lot of manpower and cost to undo the damage that these things do because they do not disintegrate the same way that toilet paper does. So keep in mind things that we all should already be cognizant of, that we do not flush feminine hygiene products down the toilet. We do not flush diapers down the toilet. We also should add to that any types of wipes, whether they are for coronavirus or if they're for your baby's bottom. Do not flush them down the toilet. Also included in this list, do not flush paper towels. They do not disintegrate the way the toilet paper does. If you're really interested, you could find much more information about creative things that people are using because they feel that there's a toilet paper shortage, such as ripped up old t-shirts. But I hope you're not having dinner right now during this little part of our meeting. So please be careful. Do not flush anything down the toilet that does not belong. It will keep our sewer system healthy and pass it on to any of your friends and relatives and neighbors in Upper Marion or anywhere in the country. Thank you.
Mrs. Grisillo.
This will be an interesting segue after that one. I'm going to be giving information about masks, so I assume that ties in with sewer systems, et cetera. Yes, and don't throw masks away in the sewer system as well. I want to give some information about the proper way to wear a mask and also some basic information about masks. As of 2 days ago, the official guidelines from the CDC and the World Health Organization have been shifting in regards to the general public wearing masks. The conversation has shifted, and the current thinking may be that universal mask wearing may decrease the overall spread of the coronavirus, especially since this virus is very infectious, and because there are people who are unknowingly infected and who may not begin to show symptoms for a few days. With Pennsylvania now having the stay-in-place order in effect through April 30th, I wanted to share some guidance and information about face masks. Of course, we should all stay at home as much as possible and try to refrain from non-essential travel. We can do such things as commuting to an essential job, getting food or medicine, taking care of family members in need, or tending to the care of pets outside of your home. But please, don't host or attend social gatherings. There are basically two types of face masks. It's the one that people are hearing about, the N95, and then the non-surgical medical masks. I'll do a little demo with how to wear these, how to put these on. These are the ones that we're recommending that people wear more so. The N95s are the masks that we need for our medical staff and for our first responders. So these are the critical ones that we don't want to waste. They're in short supply, high demand. So these are the masks that we're asking people to wear. Most of these are pleated, and you loop them over your ears. Cover your nose and your mouth, and you can pull open the pleats. You want to make sure that you cover both your nose and your mouth. I've been seeing people in public just covering one or the other, which isn't effective. You can still breathe in things in the atmosphere. So make sure that you open the pleats and cover both nose and the mouth. The N95s, if you wear them, there are two different types as far as the elastic. This one has double elastic, goes over the head, around the neck, and then around the top of the head. I don't want to infect this one, so I won't put this one on. But I wanted to caution everyone also that don't have a false sense of security by wearing the non-surgical mask, that you're still at risk to get infections. When you take the mask off, if there's an infection, it could be on the mask, and so when you're handling it, you could touch your mouth or your eyes or nose afterwards. So please don't have a false sense of security just because you have a mask on your face. So still take extra precautions. We must make sure that our first responders and healthcare providers have access to the dwindling supply of masks, especially these N95s. Let's leave the N95s to keep those on our front lines healthy. Rather than purchasing a mask, there's also a DIY templates that are available. I think Joanne Fabrics has them that you can figure out how to sew your own. So if you're handy on the sewing machine and you can make some of these on your own, I recommend that. There are also some Facebook websites and things like the Next Door that are having women and men that are sewing these masks and giving them out to neighbors and friends as needed. So you can go onto those sites and see if you can maybe secure yourself some masks. Some of you may have even forgotten that you have some of these N95 type of masks in your homes, the people that do yard work or crafting, that you may have some of these in a sealed bag. And if you find any of these, it would be welcome to have them donated to our public safety team here at the township. So look around in your cupboards and drawers and things in maybe your workshop or your basement or your garage and see if maybe you have some of these laying around, and they would be very welcomed. Thank you, everyone, for being conscientious. Our numbers did go up two incidents the last couple days, but we're managing to level out pretty well. So thank you for everyone for being conscientious and maintaining social distancing and doing what we need to do. Everyone stay safe and take care of yourselves.
Thank you, Mrs. Grazillo. We did have a couple of comments come in that were sent to me, so I will go through them. The first is a reminder to do or complete the census for 2020. You can go to my2020census.gov. I happen to have done that on Monday. It took me about 5 minutes, no time at all. So it's very, very quick and easy. The information is not proprietary. Anybody could probably find it online if they went online and looked for it. But please do that. It means a lot to Upper Marion Township and Montgomery County in the long run when it comes to funding, when it comes to social services, when it comes to representation at the state and federal level. So please complete that. The second item is the Rambler continues to run. It is not on its regular schedule, so I would ask that you go to the website, Upper Marion Township website, and check the schedule for the Rambler. And the other item that I would like to mention is that if you are interested, you can check out the Upper Marion Police Association Facebook page for a trivia contest. And if you get in and you win, there are gift cards to local restaurants. The police officers through the association have purchased about 40 gift cards to local restaurants. They will be raffling them off. So there's an opportunity to have a little bit of fun, occupy a little bit of time, and maybe win a gift card to one of our local restaurants. And the overwhelming majority are selling for takeout or delivering. So there's an opportunity as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have received no questions from the general public through MyUMT or the phone number. Any members of the board have any final comments?
Just one.
Go ahead, Mr. Phillips.
So the one thing hasn't been said, and I think all my fellow supervisors will join me in saying is thank you to our first responders, to the doctors, nurses, PAs, that are on the front lines, who are working the ICUs, who are working in the hospitals and the emergency rooms. That really appreciate all the hard work and effort you're putting in, and the fact that you're putting yourself in harm's way with this deadly virus.
Thank you. Mr. Wax?
Thank you. Those of you who are watching obviously saw the 7-minute video that the township with Mr. Genoway recorded not long ago. I do want to add that the community center and the township library, to provide some updated information, will be closed till at least the end of the month.
Thank you, Mr. Wax. There being no other questions or comments, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mrs. Kenny to adjourn. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back with our next meeting on April the 16th. It will be an essentials meeting and information update only. Thank you.